and prints on the sands of time. The bright, whitish sand in the small, handmade sandbox at my feet pulls my attention away from the green and asphalt world around me. It is childhood summer on Eastwood Avenue, and I, the small boy, am alone this afternoon, playmates scattered to the winds and wiles of the neighborhood. I stoop to examine the sand up close. The longer I stare, the more unwhitish the sand appears. It seems to be multicolored, granules of tan, clear crystal, brown, orange, white, off-white, a cream. The more closely I gaze, the more the sand fills my vision, until there is nothing to see but vast stretches of exotic desert, mounds shifting in the breeze, sculpted contours that can change on a whim. Then, to add to the desert, there is all that cannot be seen, that which is barely hidden from view, that which can appear and disappear if I'm not paying attention. A grunting camel just over the horizon, a green and damp oasis around the next turn, a crawling, thirst-craved man following the next mirage, mysterious veiled women offering jugs of sweet water. I press my open hand, palm down, into the warm sand, forming an inch-deep print for future nomads to discover. I raise my hand and turn it over to examine the single layer of grains coating all, forming a temporary glove that glistens in the sunlight. And, as gossamer as a spider web, the sand flies into the air as I brush away the evidence, erase the Sahara box from my mind, and go on to the next adventure, and the next adventure after the next adventure. Later, lying abed after a firefly and ice cream evening, I stare at the dark ceiling and relive the desert adventures, adding color and texture to the storyline by switching on my Boy Scout flashlight and reading another chapter of Robinson Crusoe to flavor what dreams may come.